The document begins by promising to restrict the WHO's authority just to pandemics. Calm down, it's just pandemics. Quote, WHO Secretariat to play the leading, convening, and coordinating role in operational aspects of emergency response to a pandemic, end quote. So don't get paranoid. Someone needs to coordinate the pandemic response globally because it's a global problem. Got it? Settle down, conspiracy nut. But here's the catch. The World Health Organization gets to define what a pandemic is, when a pandemic is in progress, and how long a pandemic lasts. Then you read the fine print and you realize WHO will have total authority over emergency operations in the United States if there is ever a, quote, public health emergency. Huh? What qualifies exactly as a public health emergency? Well, they don't define that. But they get to decide what a public health emergency is. The White House eliminated a provision that would have required the World Health Organization to, quote, consult with and attempt to obtain verification from the state party in whose territory the event is allegedly occurring in. So, as originally written, they couldn't do anything without the permission of their member countries' governments. But thanks to the change that the Biden administration pushed, effectively, there is no limit at all on WHO's power. It provides that every member country in the WHO must, quote, inform WHO about the establishment of its national competent authority responsible for overall implementation of the IHR that will be recognized and held accountable. So they're going to get to censor anybody who doesn't agree with what they do as they control the intimate details of your life. And they will control those details. Under this treaty, the World Health Organization will get to establish vaccine passports and regulate travel. The World Health Organization will, quote, develop standards for producing a digital version of the International Certificate of Vaccination and Prophylaxis. Okay. So you may be thinking, well, it's just about COVID, and I went along with mandatory vaccines and vaccine passports at the time. How bad could it be? First of all, if you went along with that, you should be repenting right about now.
You've got so many people talking about it. They are going to come in and tell you, not ask you, but tell you when your pandemic starts. What does that mean? Does that mean, and people obviously have a lot of questions about this. What's going on? For countries that don't abide by obligations set out in the pandemic treaty, Dr. Tedros has suggested that the WHO may need the authority to direct other countries to sanction non-compliant countries that don't want to impose restrictions. They could dictate how our doctors can respond, which drugs can and can't be used, or which vaccines are approved. We would end up with a one-size-fits-all approach for the entire world in a pandemic. A one-size-fits-all response to a health crisis does not work across a single country and certainly not across the entire globe. This has been the issue of this thing. And there's, you know, you can dig even deeper into it. But what it comes down to is lockdowns, border crossings, vaccine mandates. All of this could potentially be controlled under the international health regulations, under an international treaty, not up to the countries themselves.
Biological attack is imminent. It's going to happen. It's not a question of will it happen, but when it happens.
Biological warfare agent that had leaked out of the Wuhan laboratory.
You do understand what they're talking about, right? What they're talking about is an arbitrary one world government rule. They're talking about making decisions for you and my life. And they're talking about decisions being made by people that we didn't even vote for. They've never been elected by us. You're talking about leaders of the World Economic Forum, the UN, and the WHO, who as of today are all meeting in a quadrilateral group discussion. This is the first time in history in the Davos meetings. Davos, for all of you who are not informed, is the public arm of the Bilderberg Group. So in Davos, you have the Davos meeting, which includes 1,500 of the elitist elite 1%. And then you have the UN and their delegate, which is another 500. And with the WEF, you have another 3,000, all of which previously attended the Young Global Economic Leaders Group, as led by Klaus Schwab and funded by George Soros, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, the Rockefeller Foundation, and the Clinton Economic Foundation. They're doing it in front of everybody. It's being reported currently on Twitter. It is not being talked about on your news. It is not being talked about on CBS or CNN. It's not being talked about on MSNBC. It's not being talked about on ABC. You're only finding it on channels like this. Channels like myself or Jimmy Dore or Russell Brand and specifically Alex Jones and the InfoWars Network. It's the only place you're hearing this. And as soon as you mention anything to do with Alex, then obviously you have to be a conspiracy theorist. You have to be somebody who's wearing a tinfoil hat. Who in their right fucking mind would listen to that guy? Unfortunately for everybody who thinks that way, he has been proven correct. Over the past year, on about 99% of everything that you're currently talking about, and he talked about it 2 years ago. And then you have somebody like Jimmy Dore. Jimmy Dore previously was a very left-wing journalist, and since then has moved to the middle because the left has moved so far left because of the woke movement. You can never be woke enough. You could be so woke that somebody who was previously a libertarian or a liberal or left-wingist now looks like they're part of the right, to the point that news agencies and reporting agencies and news groups speak about him like he's a right-wing conservative nut job or a conspiracy theorist, almost in the same stratosphere as Alex. And then you have Russell Brand, who comes on, who's much more eloquent and much more entertaining and much better looking than either one of us. And he's talking about everything, and, you know, let's just have everything in a natural community discourse. Let's all talk about this amongst ourselves. Let's exchange ideas. Let's exchange ideals. And let's exchange conversation and come to a mutual agreement. Maybe you could bring something to the table that I'm not currently thinking. Maybe I can bring something to the table that you're not currently thinking. But all of these different ways of presenting a lot of the same stuff is driving the left wing completely nuts, to the point that they tried to bring in the Ministry of Truth with Janky Witch. That's my new name for her. And they didn't call it the Ministry of Truth. We called it the Ministry of Truth, but it was actually titled the Bureau of Disinformation. This is an unelected official group that is going to control your First Amendment rights. This is the first look of it here in the United States, based on what the New World Order wants the rest of the world to do. They don't want any dissemination of fact. They don't want any discourse. They damn sure don't want anybody who has a dissenting point of view. And if you own a gun, then by God, you need to be monitored at all times. You need to be put on watch groups. You need artificial intelligence to constantly be combing through your social media, your emails, all of your private chats, constantly being combed through. So that way, if you make any mention whatsoever, if this pisses me off to the point where, you know, fucking, if somebody came up to me and talked to me this way that and told me that I can't talk the way that I want to talk, whatever, I'm not speaking about any violence or any control. And I'm like, if somebody fucking came to me and tried telling me I couldn't do that or I was going to go to jail, motherfucker, you better bring guns because I got some and I'm going to use them. If you said something like that under the Bureau of Misinformation or the Ministry of Truth, the way it was being put in place, you would be put in jail. That's what they were going for. That's what they were after. A lot of people don't want to believe that. A lot of people don't want to hear that. You know, the only thing that the majority of Americans want is that, you know, I know that I'm free and I know that I'm safe. I know I'm safe from disease. And I know that there is something put in place that's going to keep me and my wife safe, me and my wife and my children safe, or me and my grandma safe. We want something to be put in place to make sure that everybody is safe. Well, unfortunately, you can't nerf the whole world. Shit happens. And if you allow everything to continue to go in the way that it is going, where things are controlled and censored and monitored, reducted and redacted, so that way the rest of the world doesn't actually know what the truth is, then you're going to end up with a very sterile, you're going to end up with a very sterile view of the world without knowing anything that's going on in the world. And this is something that everybody has to come to understand. You have to come to appreciate this. I am not speaking from any standpoint of anything that I am pro-human. I am pro-liberty. I am pro-freedom. Pro-life, I believe that somebody deserves the choice. The same way that I believe that I deserve the choice and freedom over my body not to be forced to take a shot that hasn't been researched and the evidence been clearly explained and publicly explained. It's been obfuscated from the very beginning. My body, my choice. And I speak this way of every right-wing person who is pro-life but at the same time refused to get the vaccine. You're a fucking hypocrite. And at the same time, I speak the same way to everybody who is left-wing, who says, my body, my choice, but everybody should be forced to get the shot to protect a grandma. This country over the past couple years has been so split and so divided, and it's been such a media control coup. We have been racially and class divided for the past several years. This has been going on. But over the past couple of years, since we're now in post-Trump era, it's actually magnified itself to the point to where people are able to speak out in pro-black supremacist speech and nothing gets said and nothing gets covered. And whenever you deal with a shooting like what happened in Buffalo a couple weeks ago, it's a tragedy. You're dealing with somebody who's mentally ill. And yes, he was able to own guns and he had a bulletproof vest and he came into the situation fully armed and fully geared and was able to gun people down. But at the same time, you're also dealing with somebody who was brought to the authorities' attention over a year ago. We're talking a year and a half ago, since he was 16. Teachers, other kids' parents, social media groups brought it forward. This person is mentally disabled and they're going to do something wrong. They keep speaking out about the fact that they're going to do something wrong. They're going to do something volatile. They're going to do something violent. And they're going to do it in a way that is public, and they're going to do it in a way that involves death. And by the authorities, all the way up to the FBI, he was allowed to continue to mature into what he became. And he was allowed to expand his consciousness and expand his point of view to the point where, in his mind, and you're dealing with a psychotic person who needs to be under medication, and it's been documented, this guy now at this point in time, since he was 14 years old, he did everything he possibly could not to be on the medication that he was prescribed. He did everything he possibly could to avoid that chemical control. He was that far out of it. And whenever somebody like that, just like what the Muslims do, just like what Al-Qaeda has done, just like what QAnon has done, just like what ISIS did. Now keep in mind, we haven't seen any videos online of ISIS beheading people for a couple years. There's a reason for that. We'll get back to that later. But whenever you're dealing with these radicalized groups, where their far extreme is allowed to conduct themselves uninhibited, law enforcement does a brief cursory interview and they bring up all of these different civil rights and acts that don't actually have anything to do with what the final outcome could be. First of all, whenever he was interviewed by law enforcement in the Buffalo area, he was a youth as a minor. They weren't able to impose certain restrictions and certain rules and certain laws upon him. And then you're dealing with 3 months past his 18th birthday. He walks into a shopping center, which he said he would do 6 months ago. He would do that 6 months ago on his social media accounts. Which included True Social, which included Getter, which included Parler. And because he was on those right-wing freedom of speech group platforms, he was attached to the right wing, or people who, depending on where you're from in the United States, could be considered to be not just right wing, but also all the way down the line, too conservative, too voting Republican, which is horrible. That's how we got George W. in office and all of his lies about the WMDs. And then you have all of these militia groups that pop up and they want to attach themselves as right-wing extremists. Antifa, Proud Boys, on and on and on and on with all of these other groups. He attached himself to that, attached himself to the ideology of that. And then as soon as the shootings happened, which he said he would fucking do, and the authorities did not act or restrain or monitor him. As soon as the shootings went down, now, this kid is a much bigger media genius than I am. He was able to live stream himself doing all this on Twitch. So now Twitch is brought up as a right-wing extremist group. It was shared together. It was shared to True Social. For whatever reason, it was never on Twitter or Facebook or Instagram, at least that I've heard of. If somebody hears something different, please tell me something. Please tell me, okay? Because I want to give an all-inclusive, all-balanced news report. The only thing I look at is the incident and the facts thereof. I don't look at all the fringe shit, okay? Like, where did it show up on? Was it on Instagram, or was it on Getter, or was it on Parler, or was it on Truth, or Twitch, or whatever? I don't care about any of that. But the fact remains that 5 minutes prior to the event, he went live, and almost 60 seconds of it streamed on Twitch. Let me ask you this question. If your local news anchor knew the event was going to happen and showed up at that point in time, would that footage be taken down, and would it be considered to be racial, militant, or hate-centered? Would it come from a place of hate? If your local beloved news anchor showed up, just happened to be there because he saw it on Twitch and he was able to show it on your local news, would that person be taken down? Would his platform be... I seriously doubt it. I know who the local news anchors are in the area that I live in. This is WFIE, Channel 14, Channel 7, WEVV, WEHT, 24 and 44, or 25 and 44, and Channel 14, and Channel 7, ABC. All of these local news affiliates, if they had the window or opportunity of time to show up with a body cam on while something that like this was going on, they not only would be deemed as heroes, they'd be bastions of truth, they'd probably get promoted up the corporate ladder and disappear from Evansville and go to Indianapolis or whatever the next biggest market is. But in Buffalo, somebody who has spoken about this for the past year and a half, that they're going to do this, and then they go live on Twitch for 5 minutes before the incident actually happens. Twitch as a platform is attacked. They're supposed to constantly monitor anything and everything that has to do with hate. How do you define hate? Is there some hashtag included in your message that defines you as a hater? Is there keywords that are included in your speech, in your typing, amongst social groups, social media groups, the footage that you show that tags you as an extremist or a white supremacist? We're dealing with freedom of speech in a very different way than the Bill of Rights was actually intended. Nobody who wrote the Constitution and the Bill of Rights understood that social media was going to come and these people are going to blur all these lines and talk about it in a much different way than what we're used to. And it's going to be propagated in a very different way than what all of us are used to. But at the end of the day, if you censor my speech based on the color of my skin, you are infringing on my civil rights. What needs to happen, instead of the media interpretation of these events once they actually happen, what actually needs to occur is that whenever we uncover the fact that somebody was viewed by the FBI and the local authorities, why did you let that person just continue to wander and do what the fuck they wanted to? Why wasn't he completely under watch? And how can you lump me into the same category whenever all I'm talking about is vote them all out 2022? That has been my key message for over the past year. It's not going to change. I'm not going to differ. I'm not going to change my stance on the fact that I support Tulsi Gabbard as the president of 2024. I believe that she is the ideal candidate in every shape and form of the word. In today's construct, okay? She's a Democrat, she's a libertarian, she's also right wing. She was Whiskey Tango, which means she was a medic in combat situations. She was in the Hawaiian Senate and the Hawaiian House and was a senator of the United States and was completely blackballed and taken down by Hillary Clinton and big tech. Here's my parameters on Vote Them All Out 2022. They have been in office for going on beyond their third term. They have received donations from big pharma, big tech, tobacco, oil, and big box stores. They allowed the passing of the mandates. They allowed the passing of the mandates of the mask and the shots. They allowed the closing down of your friends and family's businesses. Over 200,000 small businesses have been lost since March of 2020. Did they vote to allow for any of that? Did they vote to allow for any of the PPE bonus payment to unemployment and federal subsidiaries? Did they vote to allow people to get the stimulus checks? But if you were in a hardship situation with the IRS or your state tax system, you forfeited those checks, but they weren't applied to the debt that either the state or the federal system had taxed you with. While people who make $10 million a year on YouTube videos or Instagram posts, they received their stimulus. But a working class person who through some slip or slip up or fuck up or whatever the fuck you want to call it, they go through a boon of life. They go through 2 or 3 years of earning a high income level, and they don't rewrite their own tax papers with the corporation that they work for to actually represent that properly to make sure they don't get fucked. We're going to keep all of your stimuluses. We're going to keep all of your PPP. We're not even going to allow you to properly fund yourself with an unemployment claim. I recently talked to and with state representatives. And because I told them straight up and honestly that I was fired from a job, since then, I've been waiting for my unemployment claims to come through because I was fired unjustly. This can be defined in many different ways depending on the state that you live in, but in Indiana, based on the way that I was fired, it was unjust. I filed for unemployment. I went through claim after claim after claim after claim, and I talked to a representative 3 times live, and they said, "You filed a claim, but you said you weren't able to look for a job." I said, "Yes, I'm unemployed. I have been unemployed since after Christmas. I don't have gas money to go looking for jobs." They suspended my claim. However, at the same time, I know people personally. And so does my wife. personally, let me rephrase that, or let me reemphasize that. We know people personally who, while they're losing their child to CPS, or locked up in the county jail, or locked up in prison, somehow or another managed to still receive a stimulus check and also unemployment PPE benefits. Not just one or two, several motherfuckers. But I'm supposed to remain calm. I'm supposed to remain, I'm not supposed to succumb to the wokeness that goes on all around me. But nobody that I actually live with, no neighbors, no community members, but somehow mysteriously all around me, this wokeness. Controls the people that you did or did not vote for. And if you did vote for them, and you were to look at their past voting record from the past year, and you were able to see that they voted for unprecedented, unlawful mandates to make sure that you wore a mask, shut your business down, closed off your family and friends, that you had to get a shot. If you didn't get the shot, you couldn't fly. Even if you got the shot, you had to fly with a mask and recirculated oxygen. All of these things that don't add up or make sense over the past fucking 2 years, people. If you see things my way, or if you're in between, like you believe the mask and the shots, they were supposed to help because that's what the government told you. Okay, cool. Fuck, man. I get it. The government told you it was supposed to be that way. And you believe them. You believe the authorities. And since then, new information has come to light, dude. I'm a fellow Seamus. I dig how you're doing it. You're playing both sides against the other. That scene from The Big Lebowski is currently a socioeconomic rewrite of what is going on in the past 2 years. It's incredible. To anybody who wants to look at it regardless of size, I don't look at it the right way. I don't look at it the left way. I don't even look at it at the middle. I just look at it from a point of common sense. And that's why my message is going to contain this for the next 168 days. We already got one of them out in Vandenberg County. Nick fucking Herman. You sexual predator. You piece of shit. Want to slam on motherfuckers on their first time going up the road and fucking dealing with shit. They're a fucking victim of their own habit. Victim of their own community. In some cases, victim of their own families. Fuck them. Give them 20-year sentences. But if it's a pedophile, let's give them 2 years probation. In the meantime, you're playing grab ass with one of your securities, one of your secretaries in your own office to the point where it's proven beyond the shadow of a doubt that you have to pay $75,000 out of court cost. That's your settlement. $75,000. Shame on her for agreeing to such an amount. Shame on you for being in the position to have to settle for that kind of an amount. You're supposed to be the prosecuting attorney of the third largest county in the entire state of Indiana. And you lost during primaries. That's how much of a piece of shit you are. Do you know how much of a piece of shit you have to be the incumbent and lose during primaries? Not only did you lose during primaries, you settled out of court to a female victim of $75,000, lost all your credibility, lost all your reputation, lost all of your legacy, and you lost in the primary to a female member of your own office. That's what a piece of shit you are. Same thing's going to happen to Prosecutor Cochran in Princeton, Gibson County. He's a piece of shit of the highest magnitude. He cuts deals with pedophiles. The last big pedophile that was caught here in Gibson County was about 3 months ago. He finally got sentenced. He got 15 years of reporting probation, is not in county jail, has not been shipped off state. He's supposed to serve 3 years, but that's not going to happen. You don't want to know why? Because he's going to turn over a bunch of evidence for these piece of shits around here in Gibson County to get a whole bunch of other people busted. Cochran would rather get people busted so that way they'll go ahead and admit to it, cop to it, plead to it, whatever the fuck, and get a whole bunch of 5-year sentences instead of prosecuting somebody who is someone that I know personally, everybody in their 20s was their grade school teacher. He got prosecuted, was found with child pornography on his computer, was found with dope. Not just some dope. We're talking ounces of heroin and meth. His election's coming up. I hope everybody pays attention to this and serves him up the right way. Because the way it's going right now, if he's allowed to be in office again and sit his fat ass up there on the fucking bench and miss appointments and miss court dates and give sweetheart deals to pedophiles, but try to max out people who are dealing with abuse and substance abuse issues. People try to get hope or help and were denied because they lived in the wrong county or had the wrong judge sitting on their case or the wrong prosecutor. You all deserve to get fucked and get voted out and be done with. You want to be hardcore, turn up the ratchet, and be a bad motherfucker on everybody who comes into your courtroom? How about you do it equally? Because I don't see it. I've sat in the courtroom with people who get bond posted of $1,000 for being pedophiles. While people who got caught with possession and pleaded to the court, I need help, racked that motherfucker's family up for $10,000. Rack them up. Ratchet, 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 ratchet. You're a badass backwoods motherfucker. That's why people's grade school teacher is out on bond. Well, somebody who's only 24 and got caught up in a fucking bunch of bullshit because you fuck guys tagged up on him and piled up on him to make sure that you could get as many fucking things against him as you could because you knew he was in the middle of fucking shit. He's not a dealer. He's just fucking trying to make sure he's cool, has his own thing, has his own supply, and you want to fuck that kid up. But let that 58-year-old grade school teacher who taught people in Owensville, Indiana, and is a known motherfucking pedophile. Let him off the hook. He's got probation. Yeah, we took 1,000 videos and photographs from his computer. Or better yet, let's let a sheriff of the county show up at a firebomb party and try to shoot people and... There's a sheriff in Gibson County, I'm sorry, ex-sheriff at this point in time, who showed up at a bonfire party in Gibson County, up in Oakland City. A previous deputy, a sworn deputy. Because his girlfriend was there partying with some people, he decided to pull out a gun, shoot at people, try to run some people over, and he's on probation. The good old boy network has to go the fuck away. All of you good old boys need to go off and suck a dick. You need to be burned. You need to be taken down. It is time to vote them out, people. I will not back off the idea of vote them all out 2022. I will not back off the idea of supporting Tulsi Gabbard as the best commander-in-chief choice in 2024. So in closing, I'm going to give you this on this episode. If you look around you and you see representatives and elected officials who have not given you what you thought was the ideal of freedom or the best interest in your mind. They didn't protect your business. They didn't protect your family. They mandated shots. They mandated masks. They mandated closing down of your friend's small business or your family's small business. They have to go. All of them. Flip them out. I don't give a fuck. This past week, we had and an 87-11 voting. All Democrats and most of the Republicans voted for the $40 billion deal to go to the Ukraine. Everybody who reports up to those people, everybody who reports up to those senators, everybody who gets funding from those senators, everybody who gets protection from those senators, everybody those senators talk about like life is all gravy. They all have to go. They have to go. If we don't do this for ourselves in 2022, then fuck it. Go get the shot. Join up with Klaus Schwab, Soros, the New World Order, and die on your fucking knees. But I will die standing on my feet. There's no fucking way around it. I will not bow down to any of these motherfuckers who allow this shit to go on. If you will, more power to you, brother. I'll see you on the other side. But if we keep going along like this, there ain't going to be no other side. It's just going to be black. My kids, your kids, our grandkids, and their kids. It's done for if we don't do this now. So until next time, this is Christopher S. Rutter, like it is, and you know, don't get any on you. And don't forget your squeegee.